Number 4.
Now, listen to part of a history lecture.
Last week, we covered the events that led up to the split in the Roman Empire between East and West. As you can imagine, this split between land, emperors, and languages created differences and misunderstandings in the Christian church as well. As these tensions continued, the Christian beliefs in the two areas also began to differ. Possibly the major difference was that the Western Church changed the text of an important statement of belief. This statement was given by the Church during church services, and the Eastern Church disagreed with the words of the new Western statement. In addition to disagreements over what they believed, there were also political tensions. Both churches claimed the Balkan area of Europe was their territory and so disagreed about their boundaries. Finally, the Western Church felt that their leader, the Pope, who was based in Rome, should be leader of the whole Christian church. The Eastern Church disagreed and felt the leader of their church in Constantinople was equal to the Pope. This disagreement reached a peak in 1054, when the Eastern Church refused the demands of the Western Church and the schism became official. Communication did continue between the churches, but they were more or less separate organizations, a situation which continues to this day.
Give yourself 30 seconds to prepare your response to the following question, then speak for 60 seconds.
Explain the background history and possible reasons for the Great Schism of 1054 between the Eastern and Western Christian churches.